What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cav the Don, man.
What's good, Space City, the great city? It's your boy, Roose Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show. On demand.
I should have a name tag that goes above the flag.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. That has nothing to do with this intro right now.
I don't care.
We have a good show. How are you doing today, Peaches? Let me just ask you that first.
Oh, no. I've had a good day.
Has it been good?
Wait, what?
How have you been today? You've been good?
Yeah,
I've been pretty good today on this fake Monday morning. Hashtag fake Monday mornings. It's the BG show. Hashtag BG show if you're listening right now. If you're on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. You know, give us a little review and the little thing. Tell me about how much you like us. I always like that. Don't leave anything negative because that's just a waste of time.
You're going to get deleted.
Yeah. I'm going to report you to iTunes, all right? I know Steve Jobs' family, all right? And I'm going to say that and people are going to believe me when I say it too. But if you're listening on Podbean, go over to iTunes and hit the subscribe button, all right? Give us a couple more plays, a little bigger listening base, Peaches. That's what we're after, all right? Mm. BradGilmore.podbean.com. If you're listening on iTunes and you want to hear it somewhere else, look at that. And if you're on BradGilmore.podbean.com, do a /mobile
you're
and add to the home
to
screen.
Them as they're listening to this, which means they're probably already on the site.
But save it to your home screen.
But my
BG
thing is,
you're
going this big old spiel about it.
This is my time to plug things. I'm promoting.
Promoting the show that they're listening to?
Okay. I'll promote
it's
stuff that they're
redundant.
Not listening to. How about this? Check this out. Boom. This Saturday, August 17th, my band, me and DJ Motai's band.
2011.
We'll be opening up for Schwayze from Buzz and Fame. He had a show on MTV. And number one song in the country, Schwayze. That's the 17th. And then 23rd, Cloud Vision presents the documentary starring 2011 with Stocks and Dustin Prestige, J. Kell, and others. How about that, Peaches?
Good job.
That was good,
way
right?
to use your time wisely.
I thought about that before we started.
I'm so glad.
No, he didn't.
And
he
then
didn't.
We had a good time. We had a good time last night. We talked a little bit about the show. We went to the Kirko Bangs listening. That was cool.
Last Wednesday, rather.
That was fun.
It was
Motai next time, dog. My bad.
He left you out?
When I
got there, he was like, what you doing here? I was like, I got invited. You ain't going to tell me you was here?
I expected to see you. I don't know why. I just expected that you would be there. And here's the thing. If I wasn't there, I was going to expect to see a bunch of Instagram posts.
From me saying that I was there?
Yep. That's what I was expecting. But we have a good show for you today. Someone we ran into at that mixer, our mixtape listening, was our guest today. His name's Showstopper.
Why are you talking to me with your hands so aggressively?
I'm a show-stopping kind of... I mean, a...
What are you?
I'm a hand-talking-with-hands kind of guy.
No, you're not.
You use a lot of gesture.
That's called hand gestures.
Leave your hand on your knee.
Leave it on my knee?
Yep.
No. How about that? Look at that. Boom.
You can't see me.
I know you're going to say that. Knuckle up, son.
What are you? Like, what are you doing?
I just ate, so I guess I'll
feel good.
But you ate food, not candy.
What is that? So? I ate candy. I had a Red
I was
Bull this
hungry
morning.
All day.
What did I tell you about energy drinks?
Red Bull's a new soda. They have a soda now.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
They have different flavors.
Motai, you're not helping my case. I don't even know what Red Bull is. Bluetooth? Red Eye. What? Peach, I don't even know what you're talking about.
How many Red Bulls you had this week?
What is a Red Bull? Bulls charge after things that are red. All right, think about
You're
that.
Turning red. I'm a bull. I'm going to charge after you in a minute.
Oh, there you go. That was nice. That was a good one. Shut up! So stay tuned.
He
DJ
gets
Motai.
So mad when I one-up him. Like, he gets so mad.
DJ Motai, I'm going to do you like Adam Sandler. Like, shut up, Peaches!
We are the
Macho
Man.
You're like an overgrown three-year-old.
I don't care. Yo,
like, what the hell?
So stay tuned for DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Peaches, can you?
I'm not doing it.
You got some people over there that feel the same way that I might not like how they feel, but that's how I feel. You want to get mad at me for the way I feel? Then God will get mad at me. And a fight go with that.
Yeah, bro. That's better. Yeah. I just be focusing on me. It's all on me, right? YSL EP coming soon.
From the bottom, it was all me. Making sure my fam and my dogs eat. If it ain't about no money, don't call me. No. I'm probably in your woman fucking boss deep. Okay, if these niggas good, what you call me?
What?
Frontin' on me, acting like they all sleep.
What?
I mean, damn, can somebody come applaud me? Cause I ain't gay, not one fuck all week. God, they don't wanna see a nigga see a million. Riding a two-seater, I don't see a ceiling. New chick with me and she appealin'. Black queen, but she looking like she Brazilian. Ooh. I tell a girl to do it like a teeth is missing. Ooh. I just want the crown, you can keep the feelings. Ooh. And by the way, a nigga flossin'. Yeah. Got them bitches thinking that he a dentist. I be going hard, I'm exceeding limits. I be going hard, they don't want me to finish. And I just touched down in the A-town. Got your baby mama texting, trying to meet a Lennox. Fuck you niggas mean, boy, you see him killing. Fuck you boys mean, man, you see him killing. All I did was put the truth, now he offended. And truthfully, he don't want to see a nigga winning.
Got everything, I got everything. I cannot complain, I cannot. I don't even know how much I really made. I forgot, it's a lot. Fuck that, never mind what I got. Nigga, don't watch that, cause I came up, that's all me. Stay true, that's all me. No help, that's all me, for real.
Let me get another round. Pockets on the mouth. Tonight is my night, and man, it's going down. Let me get another round. I'm feeling like a star. I'm about to buy the bar. Tell her, meet me at my car. Let me get another round. This liquor, man. Bro keep pouring up another cup, and the hoe starting to look a little thicker, man. Got a sticker chain and a wrist that bling, and an addicted hang when I hit the same. Trying to leave with a bitch is fucked up too. Tell her meet me at the car, she can lick my thing. Going off of that cognac, conjure that hen black. Ballin' hard, just bought the bar, and all the bad bitches be with that. Fat asses and six packs, body shots, I'ma lick that. Right off her stomach, cause tonight we're running. Whole fucked up, trying not to vomit. Tell the waitress, said keep it coming. They see it shining, they see we stars. On Brown and Riley, we making s'mores. Concrete money, we ballin' hard. On the liquor and on the oil. Track, we was beat, you heard the sound. Tell the waitress, don't trip, all my niggas gon' tip. We need more ice in another round. Pockets on the mouth. Tonight is my night, and man, it's going down. Let me get another round. I'm feeling like a star. I'm about to buy the bar. Tell her, meet me at my car. Let me get another round.
Red cup full of that liquid. Eyes low as fuck and I'm high as shit. Clear indication I'm faded. Keep buying rounds till I'm wasted. Whole section full of bad bitches. Anxious to fucking suck cause we made it. Thirsty hoes, we got a bottle for you. Standing on couches, they model for you. Any altercation, gotta fire lawyer. Whole club saying they never saw you. We party hard like we supposed to. Park foreign cars and we know you. Probably watching jealous, ain't shit you can tell us. Nigga say that rap before Pro Tools. Chop it up. Light it up and we pass it round. If we smoking, you know it's loud. Security tripping, we don't hear a sound. This a regular night in my book. Watch a nigga paint the town with my crooks. If a nigga text is bad, you know I'm swinging down. So boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Let me get another round. Pockets on the mouth. Tonight is my night, and man, it's going down. Let me get another round. I'm feeling like a star. I'm about to buy the bar. Tell her, meet me at my car. Let me get another round.
Yeah, I need another. Yeah, I need another. Yeah, I need a. Yeah, I need another. Yeah, I need another. Yeah, I need a.
I pull up and park in the front. Bleeding like time of the month. High and I'm drunk. Telling them I'm up front. Shit, I'm just trying to catch a cab or get bust down. I'm cold when I touch down. Barber weed trying to get a ring. I'ma knock it out in that first round.
And my neck and wrist are just casing. Make a shape for this piece of cake and let my niggas cut for me slicing. She got high heels and got high bills and wanna know how that book high feels. Poppin' pussy, poppin' pills, wake up in the morning, she hot still. My man mad, she disappeared and ain't text back. Fly shit, jet lag, so I'm in the back like a press pass. Bad hoes in my residence, ever since I came down on my pole like presidents. But I ain't come to vote in the
round. Tonight is my night, and man, it's going down. Let me get another round.
Man, I'm living like a star.
I'm about to buy the bar. Tell her, meet me at my car. Let me get another round.
Yeah, I need another. Yeah, I need another. Yeah, I need another.
Turned up, put my glass up to my haters. I'm like turned down for what? I've been grinding hard all day. All work, no play. If you don't work, then you don't eat. Nigga, take a look at my plate. Fuck my main chick. Right now, I don't need her. I pulled up, hopped out, smell it just like this. So fuck that. Trying to get her and another bitch to come back to the back room. Get this comeback. She ain't smoking with a nigga by rule. That's a fail, but she down by contact. Baby, run that. No, I like her. Long hair and attractive. It don't matter her color, long as she bad like Becky. She pulled me up for a shot, as we turning up or not. And we still in this bitch, I ain't going home till I drop. Facts.
Hello everybody and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
It's nice to have Motai back, Peaches.
So much last
Yeah,
week.
I heard you say replace last week.
I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to say replace. You can't be replaced. All right, you are one of a kind, Motai.
He was so sad because every time he got ready to do the words that I don't say,
I was listening.
I was
you weren't
up.
There. Auditory tried to fill in for you. He filled in. That's what I said. Remember, I corrected myself. Yeah. I said he filled in for you. All right. We have a good show for you today, Peaches. I'm a little excited about the show today. I thought about it, and I thought about everybody we've had on the show since the on demand phase. I've been a fan of. That didn't happen before. I'm not trying to diss anybody
else.
Because
I've been in charge of booking.
Yo, I've no. Did you book today's guest?
How long did it take you to book today's guest?
Last night.
I let Brad be in charge of the booking for a week and a half, and we've been struggling for a week and a half.
Yo, but I've come through in the clutch.
I'm going back in charge of the booking as of now.
No.
First of all, today is a real Friday for a fake Monday, and it's supposed to
hashtag
be a
fake
real
Monday morning. DG show.
You know what I'm saying?
Today's not Friday.
Today's not Friday. Today's Thursday.
Today's
See
Thursday.
What I'm saying?
No, I'm completely lost now.
Exactly.
But I booked our guest last night. All right,
I know because you had strict rules not to leave there until you booked somebody.
Yeah, she would well, no. It
you
was strict
rules?
Rules.
I did make rules before I left.
We I already knew I was going to book somebody there.
You didn't have a choice.
All right, whatever. Okay, let me introduce the guest, Peaches. Get off my case. All right.
I built your case.
Don't know what that means.
It just sounded good. It's one of
the
black.
Yeah, it was one of those.
It don't make sense, but you don't know what it means, so you just really don't respond. You're like, okay.
Yeah, it's like saying someone says a word you don't know the definition to, and you just kind of nod along, like, yeah, okay. I get you. Shut up, Peaches.
No.
We have a good guest for you today. Like I said, booked him last night. All right, last night, but it was a good night. We were at the Kirko Bangs private. Was it private? Was it a private session?
It was private.
This wouldn't have been.
It was
last
listed
night.
As
this
private.
Would have been
yeah,
last
this
would have
Wednesday.
Been last
Wednesday.
Okay, they know it's a fake Monday morning, Peaches. We've established that right now.
You've been sassing me all day.
Because you've been sassing me all day.
I didn't. I made a logical point earlier, all right. And then he got.
I'm introducing the guest. We're at Kirko Bangs mixtape release or listening rather private gathering. Of
so
sorts.
Many words. No
Lots.
Point.
Make up your mind.
Whatever. But we were there last night, and I ran into this gentleman, and I've run into him a lot. All right, we've seen each other here and there. We've had interactions over social media. All right, and last night I was like, he was like, what's up on the show? And I was like, yo, I was just talking to Peaches about you because I did mention him last night. Do you remember? You don't even remember me seeing me there last night, is what you told me.
Brad, you made me walk you down the hallway.
Yeah, I didn't want to have to, like, get through all... There was, like, a lot of traffic in that hallway. All right? I needed someone to part the Red Sea for me.
Brad was like, I got to throw... Shit. Okay. Brad was like, I need to throw away my gum. I'm like, okay, well, go put it in the trash.
But I was like, yo.
He was like, it's like the hip-hop hallway. I can't get past. I was like, what do you mean?
It was a hip-hop hallway.
Say, excuse me, and walk down the hallway.
Yo, okay, you know, like, back, like, when you were in high school, right, after third period let out, you were going to lunch, but everybody was going to the same lunch you were, and it was a big hallway. You had to do the awkward dance where someone's coming at you, you're coming at them, and it's like, yo, where do I go? I don't know where to go. Okay, I'm going to go this way, you're going to go that, and then y'all go the same way. It was like that. So, and everyone was taller than I was. It was unfair to me. I'm 6 feet. And everyone
I'm
was taller
shorter
than
you.
Yeah, but you're peaches. People are like, oh, I don't want to piss her off. Diaries of a Mad Black Woman.
He paints me as such an angry black woman.
Mad
and
ass
I'm
black.
Not.
You're angry. What do you
but
mean?
You? Because you get on my nerves.
Anyway, let me introduce the guest.
No, I wasn't finished telling my story.
Right, keep going. No, keep going.
I don't want to talk about it.
No,
now.
I want you to finish the story. Are you sure?
Yep.
Good. That's what I wanted anyway.
No, it ain't.
Our guest, Christ's sake, Peaches.
Don't bring Jesus in.
I'm sorry, Lord. I didn't mean that. Well, we have Showstopper in the building right now. What's up, man?
Yeah, yow.
Yeah, yeah. Is that what it is?
Yeah, yeah, yow.
I thought it was yayo. Thank you.
No, it's yeah, yow.
It's yeah, yow.
How you spell whatever? That's not how you spell it.
Why spells it like Yahoo?
Yeah. Y-A-Y-A-O-O. Yeah, yow.
Yes. Yeah, yow.
Like yow. Like yow
mean? No,
that says yayo.
Yeah.
No, yayo is...
Yow is Y-A-Y-O. Yayo.
Y-A-Y-O.
Okay, so then your thing would be yayu.
No.
That's what it is.
Wait, it's Y-A-Y-O-O.
Okay, look, if you listen to yow...
Like yao ming.
Hold on.
Yeah, like yao ming.
How you spell it?
Y-A-Y-A-O-O.
Oh.
Almost like yahoo. But it's not Yahoo.
Yeah, okay. No, Peaches, he's right. I always thought it was Y-A.
You don't know what it is. Yeah,
yo. Y-A-Y-O-O. I never saw the H in it.
There's an H?
No, there's no H in it. Y-A-Y-A-O-O.
The first letter of the alphabet.
Like Yao. Okay, Yah, Yao.
Okay, explain to me what that is.
Here, no, write it down.
Is it like your... I get it.
It's basically... Well, I don't want to say, but I hate using the word basically because
it's basic. You don't want it to be basic.
Yeah,
so sophisticatedly.
Simplistically.
Right. It's like a showing of gratitude, you know?
It's a showing of gratitude.
You give energy to the universe, it gives it right back. So when I say yah, yow, it's like everybody's like,
what does that mean?
What is that? It's a word I made up. Oh, it's gonna be in the dictionary. Real
Do you
soon.
Think yeah, yeah, I was in the dictionary?
It's gonna be in the dictionary.
Find it in the urban dictionary.
It will.
It's gonna be It's gonna be in the dictionary.
Are you working on that?
Yeah, I'm working on that.
That'd be cool.
So it's yeah, yeah. So like, say you're on Mari or something, and Mari's like, the baby's not yours. Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, so you're excited?
Yeah, it's like yeah. It's like an expression. Like
okay,
yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly, you know,
do you have to say it like that?
Yeah,
can we just be like yeah, yeah?
Yeah,
so he's got his own accent to it too.
Yeah. You have to put an accent in the dictionary.
I hate when
then.
People come and teach Brad new stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
That happens every week.
Vary taught him get your life, and he said that.
Get
for
your
like
life, Peaches. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's great. Now, if it does make it to the dictionary, I want the you know how in the dictionary they use it in a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be like Showstopper made an appearance on the Brad Gilmore show, and when he left, he was like, "Yeah, yeah," because
we'll work on that.
We'll work on it. The sentence could use a little work. Anyway, how you been, man? Is everything been good, man?
I've been great.
Now, for people who don't know who Showstopper is,
right,
why don't you fill them in right quick? Really quick.
I am an artist, a producer, and I'm just a positive guy. I love life. You know, that's all.
But aside from yeah. What's another word you could use to describe Showstopper? Besides yow.
Exciting.
Exciting? What makes Showstopper exciting? I'm getting into his life now.
Just me, my mind. You know, I feel like I tap into different parts of my mind that a lot of people don't go. Or, you know, I like to read a lot. I just like to explore life, you know.
How long have you been doing the music?
My whole life.
Whole life?
Came out the womb playing a saxophone.
Came out the womb? Did you actually come out of the womb playing saxophone? That'd be interesting.
No.
For someone to be popped out. and just hand this man a saxophone, and he already knew what was going on.
Yeah. Nah,
you play
I mean,
the saxophone?
Yeah, I played it in third grade.
Okay.
Third? No, nah, I was like.
Oh, he said like he said third, like, I played it in third grade. Like no, I played it like, just one time in the third grade.
From like third grade to eighth grade, I was in the band.
Word.
I was, like always first chair and shit. You know.
Oh.
They
oh.
wanted to fight me on some banging shit, but I was like.
I was
nah.
first chair in trumpet twice.
Oh, you played the brass. That's what's up.
I didn't know that.
I didn't like my teacher, Miss Fadinage.
The I was in the choir. I was a choir guy.
I was in choir too.
You were, I was in the group they called the Madrigals, which was the best singers out of the varsity choir.
Turn
so
up.
It was like the top of the top.
You can you like give you us something from choir?
No.
Why not?
Because this isn't Showstopper show.
I'm gonna post a video later of him singing the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers song.
That was great. We were talking about Kimberly.
Hey, you guys have a great show.
Like, I appreciate
that. I love this show. Like,
I appreciate it, right. Showstopper. Can I call you Stopper?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's a yes.
Did you watch Power Rangers?
Hell yeah.
Do you remember?
Who didn't watch Power Rangers? Remember when the White Ranger came? Tommy?
Tommy, yeah.
He came?
Yeah, he was.
He like shitting on everybody?
Yeah, he was a Green Ranger at first. That's what we were talking about.
Yeah, you're right.
Do you remember Kimberly, though, dude? Was the Pink Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah. Kimberly, man.
Who am I? Who was
I? I was Yellow Ranger.
What's his name?
Yellow.
He would be the Yellow Ranger.
You know what was weird, though? At the very beginning of the show, they had a black guy, and he was the Black Ranger.
Zach.
And then they had a Trini, which was the Asian girl, playing the Yellow Ranger. But then when they switched it up later, Asian guy played the Black Ranger, and then a black girl named Aisha. Terrible name.
He was so mad.
Played the Yellow
Aisha
Ranger
earlier, though. It's actually a very phonetic name. Like
it,
literally,
it's phonetic. Yes.
Well, it depends on how you spell it. That if you spell it with
like
an
yo,
I, with an A. Spell it with
the
an I.
The people who like were writing Power Rangers was like, all right, we need to come up with a name for this black girl. What's the blackest girl name you could think of? And probably in like '94.
Aisha whenever, actually isn't black, if I'm not mistaken. It's
what?
Like Arabic. It's like it stems from Arabic.
It doesn't sound Arabic.
It doesn't.
It's because there's so many black people with the name Aisha.
Exactly.
But a lot of black people get their names, what they don't know is from like a lot of
like
people.
When I think when I think of the name Muhammad, all right, if you say Muhammad, I think Arabic.
What
if you say Muhammad, I think of a black person. Now, Aisha probably isn't the right pronunciation for the Arabic way.
No.
Well, yeah, it is. It's not. Right?
I said no.
Wait, no for
she
what?
I agreed with you.
I'm agreeing with you.
You don't say no to agree with somebody. You say yes, you're correct.
But it was a no, dot, 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 question mark in parentheses.
Whatever. peaches. Yeah. So you've been a musical guy all your life.
Right.
I go, okay, so when did hip-hop come into your life? And wait, how did hip-hop come into your life?
Well, my mom, she was a musical person as well.
Word.
She still is. She like I think the first rapper I listened to was Kumo D.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you went with like the classic.
God Made Me Funky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
And, so I was listening to that, and I didn't know what the hell it was.
Mm-mm.
And as I got older, I just got into hip hop, man.
Kumo D was like one of those dudes. He was like one of those rappers.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
Like the one of the inventors of it. Like
he was like a rappity rap rapper. Like, if, when you say rap your ass off, that's
back
what Kumo
rap was like nothing but positive shit.
Yeah.
You know, before the popping mollies. And
yo, Kumo D was a gangster, though, man. Like, he had his beef with LL Cool J, and on his album cover, it was like Kumo D stepping on, like, a red Kangol hat. Like, just sending a message
that's
on his album cover.
I feel like everybody.
That's what beef needs to be.
You know, and it's not even that. Like, I feel like everybody now, I'm going to use an old school term, they pussyfooting.
Pussyfooting. Like, I like the term pussyfooting.
It's like
pussyfooting.
It's like, you know,
yow.
They can't. You want them to react, but then they can't react in a way because then somebody feels a certain way, and it's what they're supposed to do anyway. So it's just not the same. Like
you're talking about beef, right?
Yeah.
It's too many feelings, guys. They take it too serious. You
it's
beef
like that.
Somebody
it's
and
like
they
you know
shoot
the,
you.
the Drake common beef, right? I felt like that was just
that was
kind
funny.
Of a, it was a whack beef.
Yeah, it, really
it
was
very
was.
Light.
It was stupid.
I did like that Canada Dry line.
The Canada Dry was great.
Yeah.
That was a great line.
It's a great soda.
It is a great soda. It's a nice ginger ale. It has a very dry taste to it.
You ever had it with a strawberry kiwi MD? No.
MD?
No.
Yeah. Try it.
I tried MD one time. I woke up in a muscle shirt with a hole in it. I was
Where was the hole located?
It was
I feel like I need to ask.
It was like ripped in the shirt.
Where were you
like,
at when you had this MD? How
much I was with my friends. Like, so I was
good. You a light drinker?
Yeah. I really don't drink too much alcohol anymore.
When I started drinking, I was drinking MDs.
You ain't even old enough.
So what?
How old are you?
How old does he look? Let me ask you that.
Man, like, maybe like 24.
Oh, 24. Shit. We're going to rock with 24. All right. So we're here back with Showstopper. 24. What were we talking about? Beefs, right? Okay. Right. Well, now, the common Drake beef was the last beef I can really recall that got really any headlines, right? Oh, I guess
no.
J. Cole Diggy.
Frank Ocean just came for Chris Brown.
Yeah.
What?
And Drake and Pusha T. Drake's always beefing with somebody.
You didn't read the Versace type that lyrics he did?
Uh-uh.
My boy Tay. Hey, shout out Tay Mitch. He's sitting over here in the corner. Tay Mitch is in the building. Tay Mitch is a cool guy. He's like the bucket hat master.
He was bucketed last night when I saw him, too.
Yeah. You got bucket hats and Schoolboy Q, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking with it? Mm.
So, wait, what happened? I'm going to give the mic to Tay Mitch. Tell me what happened. What is this Frank Ocean, Chris Brown beef about?
I guess you could quite frankly
makeup.
Say...
I like
makeup.
Frank Ocean.
Who wears the most?
I mean, it's quite frankly, I guess...
quite frankly.
Frank Ocean just got to the point... Fuck it, you know, I'm just gonna air it out. You know, remember at the the Grammys when he won the Grammy and Chris Brown decided not to stand up and applaud him.
Yeah.
You know that they actually had the camera right on
That's
him.
Petty.
That's real petty, you know.
I know they got into a physical fight.
Yeah, the physical fight, who physically fights a
Frank Ocean.
A happy guy. You know,
a happy guy? Is that a co-word?
Yeah.
No, a homosexual.
First of all,
bisexual, whatever you
Frank Ocean got all the hoes.
He do. I don't really believe Frank Ocean is gay.
You don't think he's a stunt?
I ain't gonna lie. Frank Ocean came up to me and spit game to me. I go home with Frank Ocean.
Wow.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's interesting.
I don't care.
That's an interesting remark. Do you find him attractive?
Take away the music.
Yeah.
He can't sing.
Uh-uh.
Why, though?
Because he can't. All right.
Why?
We're talking about him just physically.
Why can't his talents help why I'm interested in him?
Because then you're just one of those girls.
One of what girls?
That just go after the talent and success and money. Can we not have a purely physical relationship?
Either way it goes, that just makes you a hoe. Like, why can't I want the whole package?
Let's say he works at
Foot
Locker.
It's not about his package. Wait.
He works at Foot Locker.
If he worked at Foot Locker but approached me in the same way that I feel like he approaches his life, like from what I feel like I know about him, then yes.
Well, it's a confidence level. So, yeah, you're right.
I just think I don't know.
Okay, so keep going with
it. So you're more attracted to his confidence.
I don't think it's necessarily his confidence. I feel like if I had to put a word on it, I'd like his ambiance. Like, I just like
You just like all that?
You like that glow that comes from his shoulders and all of
okay.
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has the Prince thing working a little bit. So you like
I don't think he has the Prince thing working. If I had to, if when you say Prince thing, I think Miguel, and then I'm like, eh.
No, okay. Why are we even talking about Miguel? All right, the show just went down a little notch. Not musically. Musically, Miguel's tight. I just don't like his whole kind of...
His leg drops?
His girlfriend.
His girlfriend's super attractive.
His girlfriend's fine.
But his leg drop. All right, come on. You got to be a little better than that. All right, Hulk Hogan was not proud.
You didn't see the leg drop?
When he jumped over the stage and leg dropped the girl?
Vine showed it to me.
You had to see it like... The whole setup and everything.
It was great.
He thought he was going to make it.
Oh, yeah. He had... Talk about confidence. He had confidence. He was sure he was going to make it. And then toward the end... Well, what I found great is after he leg dropped her, he finished his note.
He finished
the show must go on.
But
yeah,
here's the thing.
That was him. That was the great part about it. He didn't give up.
He didn't give a fuck.
He was probably hurt.
Oh, yeah. No, it probably, yeah, that definitely, well, I'm pretty sure she was hurt. I'm pretty sure that looked like it sucked. And then what was the greatest thing about it was, afterward, I heard that he was going to give her a hug, and then her friend pushed her out of the way to get the hug from Miguel.
Yeah.
I heard that happen.
How great is that?
That is so rude.
She just had the worst night. I think her name was Katrina, too, so she just had it coming.
At least it wasn't Aisha.
At least it wasn't Aisha. Okay.
Aisha probably would have fought back.
So, I see what you're saying now, Peaches. Frank Ocean, you like his confidence. You find Prince attractive, right?
No.
You don't find Prince attractive?
No.
I think Prince is the only man in the world.
Girly. I feel like Prince probably take more time primping than I do.
Yeah, you take a long time.
That was that one day.
Whatever. She takes a while. What I'm saying is I think Prince might be the only man.
You said here.
Huh?
Today when you said, when you texted me, was like, I'm here. I was changing clothes. I had just started.
Let's get off of all this Frank Ocean, Prince, getting ready stuff. This is about Showstopper, all right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, Kool Moe Dee, first record you heard.
Right.
When did you start, now that your mom played that for you, when did you kind of start, what records did you get into?
Man, I remember listening to, like, Bone Thugs, Screw, my cousin. I was, like, all standing in the same house, and we was listening to, like, Screw tapes and shit.
Yeah.
I remember when Lil Flip Leprechaun CD came out. But what really made me start rapping was Chamillionaire.
I feel you on
Love
Cam.
With My Money.
Oh.
That whole album.
Get Your Mind Correct.
And Get Your Mind Correct. Hey, I'm talking about, I used to write this dude lyrics out like crazy.
Used to write his lyrics out?
I used to write his lyrics out.
I used to do that when I was little to songs I wanted to know.
I would print lyrics out. I was that guy.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a computer, so.
Okay, okay, so you wrote him out.
Yeah, I wrote him out, and I rapped him, and I memorized his, like, his rapping patterns. So yeah. If you listen to Chamillionaire's flow and listen to my flow, you'll probably hear, like, some similarities. Stuff. Like, his, I mean, I've always felt like Chamillionaire was that artist from Houston who really, like, took it to the next level.
As far as lyricism and stuff?
Yeah, as far as lyricism. He won a Grammy with Riding Dirty and stuff.
That was brilliant.
I mean, Cam was my guy. I remember hearing Mixtape Messiah 1, right?
Oh, man. He, like, shitted on Mike Jones.
Oh, he had a whole diss saying Mike Jones.
Three discs.
Well, there's three discs, but I think there's one of all disses. It was, like, 12 Mike Jones disses. It was great. I mean, and not even fits to Mike Jones. I just love the beef was just great.
Right, right. It wasn't no fighting. It wasn't no shooting or killing. It was just good rap beef.
Let me get on you on your mixtapes. Pause, and I'm going to get on you on my mixtapes. Pause.
Right.
It was great. I love he had, like, Roll Call. With the original one was a diss. He did over Game Over, the little flip. He destroyed him on that.
Yeah, he did.
That was my thing, man. Cam was probably my favorite artist growing up. I think I like Cam and I like Slim Thug a lot.
Yeah.
I'm talking that already platinum Slim Thug.
Oh, see, that's the Slim I like. I like the like. I feel like Slim now, he tries to be too rappy.
You think so?
Sometimes. I like Slim when he's just flowing. Like,
I would say this in the most heterosexual way possible. I really love Slim Thug's, like, voice when it's on the record. It just sounds so good. It sounds like peanut butter. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like peanut butter just being laid on that track. No, we're not talking about that.
No, cookie butter is like what peanut butter is supposed to taste like. You get it from Trader Joe's. Like I'm being dead ass.
Trader Joe's?
You ever been to Trader Joe's?
No.
They have something called, you're really going to, like, I'm telling you because you like it. It's called cookie butter.
I don't like peanut butter.
I don't either, but I like cookie butter.
Does it taste different?
Cookie butter. I
got. We're talking about cookie butter.
You know what?
You,
I'm not going to. Because then, well, I'm telling you, one day, Brad going to come to me about some damn cookie butter. I'm going to be so mad because I just sat here
and tried to tell him
about hey, some damn I'm cookie. Not a fan
stop
of butter in general.
In front of people.
Anyway, stop. I was a fan of, but when I heard Cam, I was like, man, this guy is lyrical.
Yeah.
It was bananas.
Punchlines were crazy. His setups were crazy. He attacked the beat in so many different type of ways. I was like,
and then he would flip his voice and have that melodic aspect to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, a lot of people don't know is that singing, rapping, it came from Houston.
Oh, yeah.
Big Mo, Chamillionaire, Zero. All them, like,
you, like, I'd be hard pressed for anyone to go out there and find a singing rappy song before all the guys in, you know, in
no,
the
you
screen.
Can't leave Charlie Boy out of that either.
Yeah, though. Charlie Boy is another one. They all had the singing kind of rapping thing going on.
You're right.
Pioneering that.
You're right.
Okay, so you got into Screw. So when did you say, all right, I'm going to start writing these things? I'm going to make music myself.
I was in ISS in school.
In school suspension.
Wow. Yeah, and I wrote my first rap. And this was in the 11th grade. I wrote my first rap, and then it came out pretty tight. And then after that, I got into, like, freestyle battling. And this is how I got my rap name.
Okay.
This guy.
Have you had Showstopper the whole time?
No, I was just Chris.
Okay, Chris.
Like, hey, I'm Chris, and I rap.
Good name. Solid name. Chris.
And so this guy named D-Hawk, I remember like it was yesterday, he like called me out in front of lunch. You know how like they had like the rap lunch? They had like the lunch where all of the basketball players and shit, like C-Lunch. And so he called me
Where'd
out.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Aldine High School.
Okay.
Oh, shit. I would have went there, but I used to live up there. Anyways, back to you.
And so he like.
I just thought I would say that. I'm sorry.
What high school did you go to?
Lamar.
Oh, okay,
but
cool.
I grew up in Aldine.
Talking to the microphone.
Aldine, so.
Look at you. You're doing so good today.
So, yeah, he called me out in front of everybody, and it was like nobody knew I rapped, but he knew I rapped, and everybody was like, ooh.
You know, what are you going to do, Chris?
On some movie shit.
He said you ain't got no nipples.
So, like, the whole lunch came out, and they're, like, surrounding us and shit. So he, like, spit his verse. And everybody's like, ooh. I was like, oh, shit, I got to come with it.
Yeah.
So, like, I talked about his Jordans.
Oh, that's always a good thing.
And, like, when I talked about them, like, I said a punchline, like, how many times you going to dust off them old dirty-ass J's?
Ooh.
And everybody just, like, went around screaming and shit. And, like, I got suspended for, like, 3 days for that shit. But I came back.
For a cypher?
Yeah, because they thought we was fighting.
Yo, they actually
did that. My punchline was that serious. My punchline, like...
Oh, really, everyone was like, oh!
Yeah. No, beating on the lockers and shit. Like, I came back. I got suspended. I came back. I was a whole new man. I was showstopper. It was like, man, he stopped the show.
Man, I want a good story like that.
Like, hey.
I've heard stories like that where that's how people got their name,
people
right?
People don't even know you rap.
I know, but I'm talking about, like, Kid Rock, right? He got his name. They were like, that's the white kid who could rock the turntables, right? That's the Kid Rock. I want a name like that.
But you're Brad Gilmore.
Brad Gilmore, though.
That's a good one.
You got a cool name with a cool image.
Thank you. Look at that. Finally, I get a compliment.
I told you this is why I don't give you compliments. Every time somebody come on the show, they talk about Brad. And then Brad be all, did you hear what they said about me?
I'm never saying that.
I always want to know who you were. Like, when I didn't know who you were,
word.
I was like, man, who's this white, cool white guy? You know, he's like rapping and stuff. Then Stocks. Shout out to Stocks.
Shout out my man Stockzilla, Otis fam. What's
he
up?
He told me. He like told me about you. He was like, yeah, man, you got to meet Brad Gilmore. He's like, cool.
That's my guy.
Like, I was like, cool. So like we met at Kickback. Was it Kickback? Yeah, we met at Kickback. Yeah. And I was like,
that's
yeah,
where
man.
I met you at, right?
Yeah. I met everybody at Kickback. Shout out to Kickback.
Shout out to Kickback Sundays. They choose the Sunday to Kickback. Could choose a Saturday. Saturday's a good Kickback day. Thursday's turning into a new good Kickback day. A lot of people do stuff on Thursdays.
What?
Why are you in the club on a Thursday?
I'm
only here for my girl's birthday. You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
Kanye,
like
about to.
21, but just turned 30.
Oh, yeah.
Kanye could do that. 30. Like,
30, right?
Now. Stop making that shit. Come
that
on.
Was I like the Yeezus album. I didn't like it before it came out, if that makes sense. I was hating on it. I was like, nah, it's not going to be tight.
Yeah, we had a whole bashing session.
I was not feeling Yeezus.
I loved it when I first heard it. I hated the first track when I first heard it, but then the more
the
I
on sight.
Yeah. The beat sound like some Mario type shit. Like,
it was a little 8-bitty.
Yeah.
Video gamey. But he's got some. What do you think? You like the album overall?
Yeah, I loved it. I like his creativity. You know, where he took the album, he meshed so many different genres of music into one compact disc.
Compact disc, that's a good one. Or MP3 files.
MP3 files on iTunes. Nice. And I was like listening to it like, man, you hear so many different types of music. So it just shows his progression, because after every album from College Dropout, he progressed so much.
Yeah, only two albums that sound similar are his first two.
Right.
You know what I mean? Every other album sounds completely different from one another.
And that just shows how much of a genius he is and how much he's not afraid to do anything. Like, he was like, I don't give a fuck what people think. I'm going to put this out. People gonna love it.
Yeah.
And it grew on so many people hated it.
Like,
I know Tay was like, man, I ain't really fucking with it. And then like 3 days later, he's like, oh my gosh, Yeezus is the greatest. I was like,
he's kind of making you sound like a mark.
I'm just saying, you know, these are people who love music.
I love Yeezus.
Like, he love, you know, like I love people that love music. So, and I'm just a fan of music, period.
And see, here's that. I always wrote for Kanye. When 808s came out, I was like, yo, this is my, I love this record.
I was not.
Me either.
Not.
I love 808s.
I was a fan of a cover that I think The Fray did.
The Fray did of Heartless?
Yeah. Now, I like
good.
That.
That was good.
But, nah.
I didn't like 808s until I got my heart broken.
See, then he went through it.
And I listened to it. And I was like,
yeah.
You identified. You ain't really like it. It just helped you.
I liked it. I liked it in a non-heartbroken phase. I liked it non-heartbroken. Then when you revisit it after heartbreak, even more real.
But that's just like because now you're listening to the words and now it's resonant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
The feeling of it.
Anytime I got out of a relationship, the first record I would always go to is Neo So Sick. That's my record. Same song. That was my shit.
That's
how I get over it. I got to change my answering machine now that I'm alone. Because right now says that we can't come to the phone.
I'm trying to think that I have a song.
How real is that? I would listen to that song, get my sad feelings out, put on International Players Anthem, and go out.
My bitch a choosy lover, fuck with her,
Sweet John. Hey. What you know about?
What? Why?
What you know about going out?
Sweet John.
That's my shit. That's all I'm saying.
You've never even said that. Like, you've never said that before.
I never said International Players Anthem is my song. That's my favorite rap song in the history of rap music. Hip hop.
Yeah,
my favorite record.
That's tight.
When did you decide that?
2007, when it came out.
I like how Pimp C came right after how lyrical Andre 3000 was going.
And then Pimp comes in.
So ratchet.
Oh, but it was so real.
So real.
He was a genius.
Pimp was one of the greatest.
He was. He did all the beats and hooks and shit.
And no one knew that, really. Like, it was known if you were a hip hop fan.
Right.
But a casual listener, no idea.
Casual listener.
No idea that he could sing. He actually was a tenor one. See, I was in choir. That's where it's coming out. Yeah. He was a tenor one, finished number one at UIL. He was the best tenor one singer. Yes.
Pimp C.
I
saw his yearbook picture. He was like on some player shit. He had like gold rings on and glasses and shit.
I'm sure. I read this on his Wikipedia. All right. And you know it has to be true if it's on there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back.
I told you that. The internet, so it's got to be true.
Oh, yeah. I'm a French model. Anyway. But we're back here.
All
right. Showstopper. We're talking about Yeezus. I don't know how we got to Pimp C.
Because he's awesome.
It's just that's how good conversations go.
It just works out like that.
Right.
So you start getting into hip hop, writing your own rhymes, right? Everyone's like, oh, he's stopping the show.
Right.
He's stopping the show. All right, so you're a showstopper, all right? You were the Shawn Michaels of the hip hop.
Right.
Okay. So were you just battle rapping primarily? That's not a smart career path to go down.
Well, see, I was good at it.
Okay.
So I was like, hey, you know what? I was winning $1,000 every time I won because there's like this underground battle rap scene at Pink Monkey.
Pink Monkey?
It's on. Y'all not familiar with Pink Monkey?
She knows Pink Monkey.
Why do we know about this?
I went to Pink Monkey a couple times. They're young.
Okay, right. Okay. Well, yeah,
I'm 24 though.
You're not. Yeah, he's.
Peaches, how old are you? 24, right?
What?
23.
What?
22.
Huh?
20.
She's 19.
How old are you?
Why?
17. Oh,
I forgot.
Scoot over on the
couch. I'm not telling you my age.
I swear I know it.
Look, y'all gonna stop asking my age. I'm like,
hey, what year did you graduate?
There we go.
2007.
She's gonna do all the math. Okay.
2007. So what does that mean? 2007. 2013, 6 years, about 18, 24.
24.
24, right. 24,
25. 24.
Birthday's in May.
May? Oh, so, yes. Peaches is a Taurus. Shout out Team Taurus.
You're a Taurus, too?
Taurus,
me,
yeah.
Too.
You're a Taurus?
You're a Taurus?
Yeah.
What do you, Tay? I'm a Sagittarius, man.
Sag.
I'm a Sag.
Sag.
Sag. Right. So you started the battle rapping.
Y'all did all that identification to say what? Like, I always think it's funny when people that don't dabble in astronomy do this. Like,
who
did this? You?
No.
You damn jerk. Yes, you did.
I had a Arizona T in my hand.
Picked it up.
You knew I did it. Why'd you ask?
I'm going to beat the shit out of you. Throwing shit at me. I missed it.
Anyway.
We need those towels in there.
So,
there
was an underground battle rap scene, and you were winning $1,000?
Right. I was winning $1,000 every time I won.
Man. How often was that?
I won like 3 times, and then the guy was like, hey, you're taking all my money. I should manage you. So, yeah, he ended up managing me.
But was that like every week, every day, every month?
It was like, it was twice a week. Oh. No, every 2 weeks, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, so every 2 weeks I was winning like $1,000, blowing money on bullshit.
This is when you were 11th grade?
No, I was in 12th grade by now.
Oh.
So, yeah. I was
still in high school, so you don't really know what to do with money.
Yeah, like I was buying like throwback jerseys and shit. And
oh, nice.
This was what? 2005, 2006,
yeah.
So you were going throwbacks.
Yeah, throwbacks.
Oh, man. Did you ever have the shoes that had the spinners in them?
Down to the year.
Oh, no, no. Latrell's Freewheels. Hell
what were those called?
I hated Latrell's Freewheels.
Freewheels, yeah. Freewheels. It was the shoes that had the spinner in it.
I had those.
They were like Dada shoes.
I had those shoes. I hooped in Dada's. I had them, too. I had the silver, the white.
That's
because
you're from Dallas.
And I also had some leather shorts.
What does that mean?
That's a Dallas thing.
Oh.
Leather shorts.
She had huge hoops. Bigger the hoop, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Brad, you going to stop bigger the hoop and bigger the home with me.
Bigger the hoop and bigger the home.
I'm just bigging you up.
I'm feeling y'all going to fight by the end of this show.
It might happen. We might have to have a commercial break here in a minute. So, the guy starts managing you, right?
Yeah.
What was this man's name, if you don't mind?
He's actually like a promoter now. I don't want to put his name
got
out.
Got you. It's all good.
I didn't like the business that he did. So, yeah, like, but... Yeah, it didn't work out, and I just, you know, continued moving. I dropped, like, Mixtape Murder Volume 1.
How long did he manage you?
He managed me for about, like, maybe, like, 6 or 7 months.
6 or 7 months. Okay, keep
going. So, yeah, we did that. I dropped the mixtape, Jacking for Beats. So I did, like, a lot of Jacking for Beats throughout my career, and I got to a point, like, hey, if I take this shit in a label, they won't give a fuck. You know, you sound good rapping over Wayne's beats, but what do you have of your own shit?
Yeah.
So I started doing original music and started working with guys named Pyro and Ryu, which are now platinum producers, Sound Mob,
yeah.
Right.
They were there last night.
Yeah, they were there. They actually had a lot of work on Kirko's shit. So yeah. Shout out Sound Mob.
Haven't they done like every one of his singles so
every
far?
Every one.
What's Your Name is, Drinking My Cup. Walk on Green, Keep It Trill.
Yeah.
Look at that. I got a good little memory on me.
Yeah.
Look at that, Peaches. You impressed?
Do you like to brag to yourself?
Maybe.
Do you like to hear yourself brag? Is that
do I like to hear myself? I have a show, Peaches. It's called the Brad Gilmore Show.
Braggadocious Brad.
Braggadocious Brad. I'm Brad Bragley.
Hey, Peaches, can I have some chips, please?
Yeah. They had to get the mic to ask for the chips.
He took the mic just to ask for some chips. Shout out Tay Mitch.
That's my guy now. That was a player move right there. Yep. All right. So management, boom. What, Peaches?
Nothing.
Get off my nuts.
You're a Ken doll. You don't have nuts.
I got nuts the size of what's a big nut? Pecan? Is that a big nut? Huh?
Walnut.
Walnut. There we go.
Asian nuts are bigger.
I don't think so.
I've
heard a rumor.
Go in the store, they're bigger.
Okay, Peaches. Their nuts might be bigger, but the...
You're a Ken doll. You're a Ken doll. You going to let him just talk like this with you here? You ain't going to defend yourself?
What, Asian persuasion, Motai? We all know.
What?
I got nothing to worry about.
Yo, Tyler got crunk on Twitter yesterday.
He was mad.
Motai got crunk.
You want to talk about it?
Nah.
I'm going to show you during the commercial break. He got crunk.
Cool.
He got hella crunk. On that note.
Twitter was that yesterday?
Yeah.
Twitter was on something yesterday because Crystal Wright came for me. The GLP White. Black chick, she came for me yesterday.
What does that mean?
Who's Crystal Wright?
Who's GLP?
Oh, Crystal Wright?
Crystal Wright.
Crystal Light.
Crystal Wright.
Crystal Light.
Oh.
Crystal Wright.
She's GLP black chick on Twitter.
I just retweeted.
Uh-huh.
She's a black woman who doesn't look black that's, you know, in politics or whatever. And
word.
She was going on some rampage about how she has to prove her blackness and how people are calling her a tragic mulatto. But bro,
hey, tragic mulatto?
Right, so to that tweet, I was like, oh, girl. And she was like, I'm not your girl, your friend, or your sister. And I was like, I didn't say that. All I said was, oh, girl. And then some other girl was like, you blacks, you're foolish. So me and this woman had this long 40-minute debate.
Damn.
Over like that. She tried me.
She tried you?
But Crystal Wright didn't comment no more. I wanted her to say something else to me. Just because.
You like controversy, don't you?
No. Like but.
He cleans up after himself.
Shout out Tay Mitch.
It's one of those things where I feel like,
you
I feel like she came at me, particularly because of how ratchet my Twitter handle is. And she probably didn't think I was going to handle her back accordingly.
Ta-ta-la Peaches.
It's so ratchet.
It's pretty ratchet. I'm not going
to
lie to you.
If it wasn't
pretty bad. pretty ratchet.
I keep trying to get away from peaches, but people won't let me. So.
Oh, no.
I
mean, you got Axe Peaches.
Can't exactly.
I mean, it's so popular
I mean,
now.
I tried to get rid of it before that.
Might as well just keep it.
Oh, yeah. It's one of those names like you're just not going to get rid of.
No. People's parents call me Peaches, and I think that's really ratchet.
My mother always says, how's Peaches?
And that's so ratchet.
With a Z.
Peaches.
She makes sure to enunciate the Z. How's Peaches?
Your mother does not do that.
You don't know that. You don't know my mom like that.
I'm going to call your mom.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back with Showstopper. I want to talk to him more about his original music.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I was told today by somebody who was here earlier that your new mixtape that's going to come out is going to change Houston music.
Wow.
And that's a
who
direct quote.
That?
I'll tell you off the air.
Wow.
You didn't even tell me that.
Well, because you're not that important.
I love that part.
Y'all just watched that.
No, this is funny.
We'll be right back on the Brad Gilmore Show.
I have nipples.
On demand.
I see you over there. Man, what's up? See, girl, I know you're tight, heartbroken, but you open to new things. And I know this, you were looking, and I noticed your lipstick too potent, leaving stains on the paper you smoking. Inhale, then we'll head to the hotel. Well, really, I'm joking. I don't ever play the bogus games. I'm frank in the ocean like Novocaine. Trust me, girl, I know the pain. You done it all and I've done the same. You feel the past, but I heal pain. You weren't searching for love, but I still came. You the kind of girl to get my real name. That's first and last, I hope it lasts. Past forever, we match together. You feel me, right? Yeah, whatever. Love, rain, I dare the weather. Then we'll French kiss under umbrellas like Ella, Ella, ay, ay. We can make love all day, ay. Listen to what I say, ay. Baby, just come and lay with me tonight. But we both know how this ends, just as fast as it began. But while we got the chance, slow it down. Sometimes I'm goody goody, right now I'm naughty naughty. She said, sometimes I'm goody goody, right now I'm naughty naughty. She said, sometimes I'm goody goody, right now I'm naughty naughty. I'm just in town for the night, and I'm trying to party party. Not here looking for somebody, but you look like that somebody. The type to rock my boat and sail the stream inside my body. Ooh, girl, you got a hold on me. Goes all set and you blow low G. I see a lot of love, you should throw it on me. I love it when the sex sounds go on beat like bah, bah. I swear that they're the sound. Every time I come around, you know what's going down. It's like moonlight with the candles lit. Rose petal romantic shit. Keep telling me you can't handle it. I burn you out like a candlestick. H-time, we chop and screw it. First you, and then the music. Provide you with your influence and let you chill, cause you been through it. I know. Yeah, 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 I know. Yeah, I know. She said, sometimes I'm goody goody. Right now I'm naughty naughty. Sometimes I'm goody goody, right now I'm naughty naughty. I look at your body and I wish you. The way that you're talking, I know it's you.
I ask for love, you ask for favors. Wanna know my name, just ask your neighbors. I got your sugar, don't ask your neighbors. Only called once, we hooked up twice. Although we fucked on that first night, I think we fell in love that first night. Ain't nothing quite like your first, right? Your locks of love, I pull at. I push forward, you pull back. Neck kiss while your sweat drip. I beat it up and you call back. And baby, even after all that, we still moving fast, just fall back. Here's a toast to the fast life. Take a shot, don't ask twice. What's love? Nah, baby, what's love? Tell me what's love. Girl, you looking like love, looking like love. I'm trying to fall in love, fall in love. Can we fall in love?
Hello, everybody. We're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show. We had an interesting commercial break.
Interesting.
What y'all didn't hear was probably like the greatest conversation that's ever been had in this room. Right, Peaches?
Because of your horrible
Put the
story.
Mic up to your mouth.
All right.
put the tip to the lips. All right. That's all I'm asking. Tips to the lips. All right. Tip to the lips. Let's do it. There you go. There you go, Peaches. You're getting close. What are you doing?
Trying to throw something at you.
Okay, don't throw another coin at me. That actually hurt.
In her hand.
We're back here on the Breaking Show on Demand with
I'm
Show.
I'm gonna bring in a stick.
With Showstopper.
Like all right, it.
Whatever. You ain't talking about whacking me later. All right, back with Showstopper. We're talking right before we left. I was telling you, a mutual acquaintance of ours was speaking very highly of your new mixtape. So can we talk a little bit about that mixtape? What's it called?
Yes,
when
we can
we expect it?
I hate the term mixtape.
I'm with you on that.
Because it's not a mixtape. Mixtape is so like lower standards. Like, hey, this is my mixtape.
This is like my B-side.
So you say yeah, project?
Right. I like that. Yeah, so it's all original.
What?
Produced by me, Sound Mob.
What?
My homeboy, Z-Will.
Z-Will.
My homeboy, Rap. A couple other producers. And, yeah, man, it's like I've been locked in a studio in the Batcave, working, creating, finding myself as an artist. And I went through so many changes and made so much great music.
Word.
But it all didn't make the album. So what I did was I decided to drop something for my fans, get it hosted by a great DJ, and release it. In September.
Who's the great DJ?
I can't say yet.
Oh.
I can't say it, but it's a pretty.
That was almost like the story I told during the commercial break.
Nah, the story you told was like an alley-oop layup.
It was the worst story ever.
All right, Peaches, no one
asked. Peaches say the worst story ever. So, but yeah, it's a pretty dope. It's a pretty dope project. You know.
Can we get a hint on the DJ?
Give me
a creative hint.
It's a worldwide DJ.
Worldwide DJ.
Yeah. It's not a DJ.
Your version of Real Wild.
Is he global?
He's global. He's global.
We global?
Global.
What race is he?
No, not that global. Like, come on, not cat.
I was like, yo, Khaled, fam?
Nah. It's a pretty legit DJ, though, man. Word. You know, I've always felt bigger than just Texas. You know, I want my music to reach the world.
Word.
So. You know, I felt like I had to link up with a certain DJ to make that happen.
So how did you reach out to this DJ?
Well,
why can't we know?
We met. I just.
He's not ready,
Peaches. I
don't
want to let the cat out the bag yet.
He doesn't want to prematurely ejaculate.
Right.
Thank you.
You're just so damn dirty.
Hey, I'm the dirty one? You want me to recall what we were talking about in the commercial break?
Vages.
No, I said that.
KY Jelly.
Dry Vag.
Again.
Yeah, Dry Vag.
And KY Jelly, Peaches. Who brought the KY Jelly?
Showstopper did.
Yo.
No comment.
It's not a great look there, Show.
Edit that out. Nah, but yeah, man, it's a pretty dope project, man.
What's
you
the
know,
name? I don't think
Young Successful and Living.
Young Successful and Living.
And
YSL.
Right.
YSL.
YSL.
Yves Saint Laurent.
No, Young Successful and Living. But yeah, I mean, I decided to name it that just because I have a real positive outlook on life. You know, I feel like that's something that everybody can relate to: being young, being successful, and being, you know, living life. Either you're living or you're existing. Which one do you want to do?
Word. So you did say something when we first started the show about that, when we were talking about Kool Moe Dee, right, and you were saying before all the Molly rapping and stuff like that, right? Right. And what do you mean by that? Do you not like this new Molly wave of hip hop
and twerking? I can't say I don't.
Molly ratchet, turn up twerk.
I don't like it. Turn up, but what? I love the turn up. You know,
love the turn up,
but not too much of the turn up. But I like to have fun. You know, I feel like everybody likes to have fun. Yeah. I'm a man of different personalities. You know, shit. Word. Sometimes I like to chill. Sometimes I like to have fun. You know, but I don't pop Molly though.
No,
I
Molly. Don't have time for you it. Never been sweating, woo?
Nah. Nah, maybe it was hot outside or something.
It was hot.
Maybe here in Houston. Shit.
I think it's weird because, like, you know, there's so many different, like, sub-genres inside of hip-hop now.
You're right.
There's, like, the, you know, the conscious rappers. Then there's the ratchet rappers.
They had the snap music at one point.
The snap music took over the world for a little while.
I hated
that
it.
Was Atlanta.
Snap music was terrible.
It was very terrible.
It was
man,
super
that,
terrible.
Man, that was a huge movie in Atlanta. That went hard.
Oh, that my God.
Yo, but Laffy Taffy went hard. I hated
Laffy Taffy so much.
Yo,
because I felt like I was working on music so much. Great music, and then Laffy Taffy comes out.
But my thing,
I'm looking for music. No.
Like that music had a whole embodiment and a movement. How can you hate it?
I didn't understand it back then. I understand it now.
That was Atlanta. Like that was at like, and I remember that my sister was in Atlanta during that time. That was 2005, 2006. So she used to bring the mixtapes back and stuff. Like that was Atlanta's music.
That was also like Atlanta, Dallas, kind of.
Dallas wasn't doing that right then. Dallas was 07, 08 with the Dougie. Like
Dallas,
that
was Dougie, when I was
what was up?
Thank you, Lane.
That's
thank
actually
leg.
When I left no. Dallas. Like, I left Dallas.
Good time to leave. That was a great time to leave.
It came to Houston and was here for a while, so don't do Dallas.
Yeah,
like
because
that.
Fat Pimp had with Rack Daddy. He was actually at TSU.
And that was like one of the first songs.
That was and then B King came with it with Crush.
Like, no.
And they're independent bitches.
Like, when I came to Houston,
I'll give
the club
B King
was,
a pass, though.
No, when
B King is my dude. I fuck with B King.
B King is dope.
B King is very underrated when it comes to what he does. Like, he has one of the biggest fan bases in Houston, like, in Texas. Like, he has a solid cult fan base.
He has the club scene wrapped up.
Yes, he does. Yes. He really does.
He's the dude. Shout out to B King on that.
I mean, yeah, you can't knock that. And he's good with the way that he raps. He's good in his lane. He's molded it. Like, his rapping, even with his beats, like, that's another thing. He's
perfected what he does. Nobody can do club music better than B King.
Yeah.
He was actually there, too, at the Kirko.
I think I saw him there last night. You ain't about that life, ho. I didn't mean that directly.
Oh, I know you're not
you.
Talking to B, because you know I'm about that life. I created that life.
Yeah, she invented the line.
With the hoop earrings.
I almost forgot about Yacht Yow. So, yeah, YSL coming in September, right?
Right.
And then you said you're going to follow that
With an album. I don't have an actual date for the album, but it's prepared, you know?
You have a title?
Wish Me Well.
Wish Me Well.
That's a good title.
That is a good title.
For an album. That's clever. Yeah,
that's a great title.
Because after, I feel like this project that I'm about to drop is about to put me on that next level, so I'm telling everybody to wish me well, you know, as I really go out into the world,
the wilderness,
yes,
if you will.
So yeah, I mean, and it means so much to me, and it's a lot of great music and different type of music.
It's done.
I'll say about it'll never be done fucking with me, because I always record. And I'm
perfectionist
like,
type guy?
Yeah, man. I'm hard on myself. But I feel like that's what makes me progress so good.
In your songwriting process, all
right? Right.
So let's say you produce the track. Okay, right. You make the beat, right? So the beat's done. Boom. You start coming up with the idea. What's your process? What do you go through? What do you think?
Well, I make the beat. Shit. Sometimes I might sit on it for like a week or two. Sometimes I might, as I make the beat, I might not even finish making the beat. I might just have a rough draft of the beat, have some kind of crazy melody in my head, put it on Pro Tools, and do some type of whatever the melody is. It might not even be the words. it might just be the melody. And as I come back, I'll put the words in and, you know, end up creating the verses. And shit, right. I have a whole song done. Sometimes I write, sometimes I Jay-Z it, you know?
Jay-Z, yeah, yeah, yeah. The memorizing it off the top. Now, how long does it take for you to record?
Well, being that I record a lot of my own stuff, it takes anywhere from maybe like an hour or two to...
For a whole song?
Yeah, for a whole song. Okay.
That's not so bad. About just one That's verse. Okay. How long is it for one verse?
For one verse? Maybe about like 30 minutes.
30 minutes. See that? I think that's what people need to get to.
You have to put yourself in that mindset, though.
Word.
You have to put yourself in that, like, that working mindset to actually have, like, that type of work ethic, you know?
No, I get you. You have to kind of push yourself, and I think a lot of people don't practice it. You know what I'm saying?
You have to see, there's a big difference between talent and skill. There's a lot of talented people, but if you don't master that talent, if you don't work that skill, then it's just like talent's gone to waste. So you have to actually be skilled.
And, you know, I was reading, I think it was Eminem's book. I was reading it, and he was talking about, man, he started recording before the whole digital age. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Before, you know, we had Pro Tools and all that. And he was like, man, if you didn't have your raps memorized and ready to go to the studio, you were screwed. And I think a lot of the times now
DMD
this new...
DMD said that, though.
Huh?
DMD said that.
We talked about that with DMD. That's what I just thought of, too. Like, yeah. Now,
it's a very good interview. If you haven't heard it, you should listen to it.
DMD's the man. You should check that out. I'm going to tweet you the link right now. 25 Bibles on his dresser. You know what I'm talking about?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Got to get saved. All right. So, yeah, you know, we were talking about with him, like, you know, I think a lot of rappers nowadays, they think, okay, I can take forever to do my verses because I have unlimited takes now.
Yeah.
Back then, you had a certain amount of times you had to get it.
Not even that. I think a lot of people, you know, because rapping is something that's so accessible right now that not many people go in with the actual concept. Like, it's not many times that you hear a song that has a point, that has a well-rounded point, like a start and a finish. I'll give you an example. Of a lot of people out here that put out mixtapes, you know, I've been a really big fan of Rotten Slap since it came out.
Yeah, shout out to Pro Pan on that Rotten Slap.
Like, that's easily the best project out right now.
I can say that.
Yeah, it's definitely top notch.
Yeah, from the beginning to end, and like, you know, a lot of his songs, like one of my favorites on there is Reverse. So, you know, and
which one?
The Reverse one.
Okay.
And from start to finish, like, it paints such a vivid story. But then you hear other rappers and they're just talking and you like, what? Yeah. Now what?
See, Propane is definitely one of the Houston artists, the upcoming Houston artists that I really, like, rock with. You know, because I've always felt like he had so much hunger in his raps. So much to say, you know.
Oh, he's definitely got a lot to say, right, Peaches? We've had him on the show recently. Yeah. He had a lot to say.
Talked for forever about, I don't even know.
So, yeah, relationships. I fuck with Pro, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. And see, Pro's like one of those guys, you could tell he took his time with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He thought it out.
Because he did 2 years between what his mixtapes, right? Dangerous Minds was 2 years ago before he dropped.
Has it been 2 years?
It was like a year and a half.
It was a year and a half.
It
wasn't that short of a time compared to a lot of people who drop project after project after, you know,
see,
after project.
Those are the people who don't believe in quantity over.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Quantity.
I'm going to say because
there are guys out there like Les who, you know, do drop a lot of material.
Right.
And their quality, like, you know, and it's quality after quality.
Right.
I think it depends on the type of artist that you are. And, you know, not like what you're rapping for. Like, if you're a storytelling rapper, it's like dropping a book. You're not going to drop book after book after book. You're going to drop a book. You're going to go live life, and then you're going to drop another book.
Yeah, live life experience.
That's exactly what Pro did.
Versus someone who, you know, might write little anecdotes or little pamphlets where it's like, okay, I had a thought today. Or like a poet. A poet can write poems every day.
Yeah.
You know, about however they're feeling. Every rapper can't rap like that.
You're right.
And I think it comes down to knowing.
That's very insightful, Peaches.
Really,
you know what I'm saying? You're thugging.
That was good. That was really good.
Really was.
I'm proud of you. Points. Yeah, points.
Are you grading me? How am I doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
B+, B minus, A minus.
I'm going to stop talking while
Tay Mitch is over here.
Tay Mitch is
grading my life.
great in her life.
Being judged.
All right. Yeah, he definitely had a great project. You know who else had a great project?
Who?
Express.
The Higher Learning?
Yeah.
I liked
the one before that. What was the one before that?
I liked How to Be a Player.
How to Be a Player was cool, but Higher Learning, it showed an artist from Houston stepping over that line.
It was very militant. And right. It's not, I'm not a big fan of militant rap like that. Like, mm-hmm. even a lot of like Tupac stuff, and I love Tupac, but even some of his stuff that's like, more right. militant. I'm just not a fan of it. I've always been more of a fan of ratchet rap.
Ratchet?
Uh-huh. Yeah, like I'm a drug rap talk girl.
August 27th, Juicy J's album's dropping, all right? It's going to change your life.
See, Juicy.
Old right, Juicy is.
Trippy.
I fuck with Old Juicy. Yeah. I fuck with New Juicy, too.
I like New Juicy.
I like New Juicy because New Juicy's having fun right now. He's not right. rapping for the same reason he was
New
rapping.
New Juicy's like 45. Like
Old right, Juicy was like slop on my right nut. Like horn on the
yo,
top.
That shit stopped.
Like, that shit was so
he
ratchet.
Really hadn't changed that much,
that's,
if you think about it.
I ain't gonna lie. That's one of my favorite songs that come
he
on.
He have,
club
but he haven't. It's like the era back then. Nobody else was doing that.
Yeah.
Now everybody's not doing it. Everybody's not doing it like Juicy, but everybody's
but
on
enough
the,
people
the
are doing
turn
something
up.
Similar.
Yeah, something similar.
He's got some stuff on his album, man. He's got a record with Justin Timberlake. I'm interested to hear.
That's tight.
He's getting to do what
he's done a record with Timberlake before.
He's getting to do what he
album.
Wants to do right now, and I think that's good for him for the space that he's in. Like, he's having fun with the music.
I don't know how I would feel, though, if I was Juicy J and I was signed and I was under Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But see, I don't think
he's under Wiz like that, like what, how you said it.
What I think it is Wiz can help Juicy out in some type. Okay, Juicy J. I don't like the word Juicy. What is it
okay,
called?
Juicy,
Juicy
J. Let's
hey,
call him
Juicy.
Juicy J.
Okay, Wiz can help Juicy J out in some type of way. Juicy J can help Wiz out in some type of way. You know?
Maybe he's just having the ability to do what he wants to do. I think him being under Wiz gives him like a kind of freedom to do.
Yeah, I believe that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like Juicy's having fun right now. Like, Juicy's rapping. He's legitimately having fun. Like, right. He's just doing what he wants to do versus, you know, back in the day, that's not the same Juicy. Like, it's not the same.
Right,
the same
right,
thing.
Right.
Is 3-6 Mafia still together?
Nah, I don't think so. They might like drop some. They probably like secretly working on some shit, but
they good. Like
last time I read something, it was like, yeah, we're still cool, but they kicked out like Crunchy Black.
Crunchy and Black's been gone for a while though.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know where
like
Crunchy
that,
Black is.
Most known unknown.
That's a crazy name, Crunchy Black. But
they
he's
had
like
a lot of
black
weird names
hell.
In there. When there were six of them at first, right?
Like,
No. Look up. Can you look up 3-6 Mafia? I think there were six of them.
I think was Project Pat.
I think Project Pat may have been. There was a girl
Black.
In it.
Oh, I forgot her name. She wasn't in like the actual 3-6 Mafia group, but she was like
she
with
was
the label.
It. I recently
was
heard
it,
an
was
interview.
It LeChat?
No, let's see.
I don't know if it was LeChat.
Was it?
Okay.
Okay, no, I'm thinking about Mia
Gangsta
X.
Boo.
Gangsta Boo, that's what it was, yeah.
See, Lord Infamous.
I like the song that Les has with her, too.
Something or another.
Les got a song with Gangsta Boo?
Yes, he does. Les does the Struggle tight. Continues.
That's tight. Here.
It's Les, on that one.
Les dropped a lot of mixtapes. Wow.
The Struggle Continues is still my shit. Shout
he
out to Les.
Dropped a lot of shit, man.
Shout out to Les, man. Okay, well, maybe. And I do want to bring this up, and I want to get Stoppa's opinion on this, and then we're going to wrap this up. But I want to say a picture surfaced last Wednesday night, which was yesterday, right? It was a picture of Jay-Z and Dame Dash back together.
Right. I actually saw that.
Really?
What was your thoughts?
Don't say back together. They took a picture together. They were in the same room.
Okay, they took a picture back.
People saying they back together. Like, they reconciled
they're not
their
back
relationship.
You know how the media gets.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, like,
what
y'all
I mean
going
is, like,
too
they're
far.
Back.
He probably was like, hey.
They took a couple pictures.
I mean, I'm not saying that. But that was a monumental moment.
It's a big moment.
I mean, yeah, they
Rockefeller
both created
was huge.
Rockefeller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then boom, now Dame's back. How
were
y'all
you a
feel
State
though?
Property fan? Did you ever see State Property?
State Property? I like State Property.
You like State Property.
I like State Property.
I really
property.
Wasn't
that
a big
surprises
State
me.
Property fan. Why I like that? I did
I
like Beanie like, Single though.
I didn't I Beanie wasn't Siegel a big State Property fan, but I want to rewatch it now. I
are you talking about
it.
The movie?
Yeah.
Oh hell
yeah, I was a State
album.
Property fan. Like,
oh yeah, the movie was tight too.
I thought you were talking about like
State. No, no. The movie. I'm not surprised that Brad saw it, but I wanted to know how he felt about it.
Why wouldn't I? I mean, there was some stuff
because I know
in there.
I know you.
Stuff in there. All right. But overall, see, I sometimes I like to look at movies for what they are and not so much what they're saying, if that makes sense.
That's cool.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
What's everybody's favorite hip-hop movie?
You said what?
No. What's everyone's favorite hip-hop movie or music movie? Or
Music movie? Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go with the obvious, but it's 8 Mile.
Okay.
Yeah. That's like the best
8 Mile. It went hard.
8 Mile and the 50 Cent movie, Get Rich or Die Trying.
Get Rich or Die Trying was
good. Like neck and neck.
I didn't watch Get Rich or Die Trying.
You didn't?
That was during my I don't like 50 Cent phase.
50 Cent was the
best. That was a great movie.
Like, I was the movie, I just didn't want to see it.
I think 8 Mile was the best one. Like, I don't think there's been a better hip hop movie than 8 Mile.
I'm really trying
probably
to.
Probably right.
Because you got to think, the two greatest, in my opinion, to ever do it, in my opinion, all right, no one judge me for this, is J sure. and M. Okay. All right, in my opinion. And like, and that's really the
to
only.
To ever do it?
In my opinion.
Whoa.
All right. Well, that's your opinion.
M.
Whoa. What do you think, Stopper?
I like M. M what? Is definitely a great rapper.
But uh-oh. What?
Okay, are we talking now? If
but I mean, are we talking about like
not okay, not
living?
No, don't do magnitude. Just do music. Just do music.
Music.
Top two.
Top two
to ever do it musically.
Yeah, let's talk to top two.
Oh man,
are we talking about just overall? Or are we talking about based solely on their projects they've put out?
Let's go projects.
Go project. Well, see, if you go project, M doesn't have super strong projects in his later career.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean,
but you got to think Marshall Mathers LP is one of the greatest
like
hip hop albums of all time.
Yeah, it's my favorite Eminem album ever.
That's a 10. That's a 10.
And I actually liked Recovery too.
Recovery was dope. I was a fan
dope.
Of Relapse, but was,
I didn't like Relapse.
I just thought if you
Relapse was like the album that you like. Okay, yeah, he's losing it.
When I heard Relapse, I was like, this man can still he can rap. Were the records that good? No. But if you listen to his flow patterns and, like, the words he was rhyming, you were like, how do you rhyme this
stuff? He always had, like, crazy rhyme schemes. Eminem was a guy who, like, was so skilled and technical at rap, just like Jay-Z. Like, if you listen to Jay-Z, Jay-Z is very technical with rap. Like, listen to how he rapped on the Kendrick Lamar, Up in the Clouds, Me and My Spouse.
Yeah.
Rumors on the ground, getting too loud, please turn them shits down. It's like, that's not the average rap scheme. Everybody's like, dun 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 dun.
No, it's the Ace rap.
Everyone's rapping like Ace Hood.
The Ace Hood flow. You know? Everybody's using that shit. And they think they got style because they can rap like that. Like, everybody's
rapping.
See,
and that's what, maybe that's what I'm tired of, and maybe that's why... Shut up. I can hear you.
My bad. They can't.
He whispered. You know what, Brad?
Keep talking.
Nope.
Peaches, you were about to make a good point.
I didn't forget because I didn't got mad because you was whispering.
What do you think about 2 Chainz, Stoffer?
2 Chainz? He's very funny. Like, 2 Chainz is very, like, cool.
He knows what he's doing.
Well, like, 2 Chainz is a smart guy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, just like Peaches said, he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's good at. He knows how to maintain his fan base.
Yeah.
So he does what he does. Like, everybody's not meant to be the super lyrical rapper, or everybody's not meant to be the dumbed down snap rapper. Everybody has their purpose. If everybody was good at rap, then it wouldn't be a point of everybody.
It would be a competition.
Rapping. Yeah.
Now, I think it was, you may have. I heard recently a song by Drake that has 2 Chainz and Big Sean on it, right?
Oh,
called
yeah.
All Me.
All Me, yeah.
You did a freestyle to it.
Yeah, I did.
And a video for it, too.
Yeah, I did.
Shout out to Jaron Smalls, man.
Yeah, Smalls Media.
Smalls Media. But I think it may have not been you. Someone responded to me on Twitter when I said this song, I thought the song was great. And when I said that, I meant like it's great. Not like it's amazing. Like it was great. It was a great song.
It was me.
It was you?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said...
Like great, ? Is that what you said?
Yeah, great, like... I wouldn't say the song is great,
yeah.
But it's a good song. Like, great is such a strong word.
It is
word.
A real strong word. It's like saying hate something. But great, when I said it was great, because, like, everyone fulfilled their purpose on the song.
You're right. I can agree with you on that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everything that everyone did, they did it to the best of what they normally do.
Right.
Maybe Drake, his first verse wasn't the best Drake verse, but it was tight.
Right.
When he was, you know... I'm the new light-skinned Keith Sweat or what he said, whatever.
Drake actually snapped on that shit.
He was spitting. It wasn't normal Drake is what I'm saying, though.
Right.
He was spitting on it. Who's your favorite verse?
Drake.
I don't know. Even though he kind of went off beat, I like that Sean.
That Big
See,
Sean.
See, I listened to it again today. I don't like the beginning of his, but I like the end of his verse.
Who, Sean?
Yeah, like at the beginning, it kind of pissed me off. I don't like the way he started it off.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I didn't like that shit either.
I ain't like that.
I like it.
His verse is cool, but.
My new girl's on Glee and shit.
Big Sean can rap, no though. That's the thing.
Yeah,
he
really
can.
Rap.
Like,
no, he
if
can
you
rap.
Go back and listen to Finally Famous.
No, that
and
Detroit mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
He snapped on that whole
thing.
Tape.
I think Big Sean has just labeled himself as like the
pop
funny,
rapper.
Pop, corny guy. You know, like people don't want to hear him rap anymore.
I don't
people
think
people
want
to hear the corny shit.
They want to hear the ass records.
Exactly.
But and that
or
was it, that was still a good record. Even if you listen to how he rapped on it, it was still a good. Like he still rapped.
Yeah,
the
I mean,
video was pulling. He should have let me write the treatment, but that's not here.
He rapped on it, but
it's not the point.
Big Sean has a lot more potential than just the ass records. When you listen to his album,
y'all are like schoolgirls over there whispering.
You're a schoolgirl.
I ain't a schoolgirl. I'm grown as hell.
Go ahead, man.
But yeah, like I mean, Big Sean shit. His shit's cool. Like I feel like if he did drop like an actual rap album, I'm actually excited about Hall of Fame. Yeah, I want to know. This is going to be the album that makes him or
make
breaks
or breaks
him.
Yeah,
and he hasn't had any strong singles from this album.
Not at all.
So like,
Wap kind of failed a little bit. What was
the Beware?
One with Common.
Oh yeah, I forgot the name of it. Switch Up. Yeah,
Switch Up.
Then they had the Beware. Then they had the Fire. I really didn't like any of those songs. Like
Wap was cool, but. Is all my enemies have seen me getting guap right now.
Guap was like,
right now.
I mean, guap was it was what it was.
My
like.
iPhone need a charge right now.
See, that's what I'm talking. Like, that's the corny Big Sean. Yeah. Like, Big Sean is much better than that. Like,
no, he can definitely spit. Like,
but he's labeled as that. You know, I'm pretty sure that's what the label wanted. He say he didn't even want to put out guap as a single. The label told him to. So,
but that was one of those things. But look how much they pushed and look how well it did. It's one of those things where you. I mean, at the end of the day, rappers got it. I mean, nah.
French Montana went in on that record. I gotta say that.
Sometimes
stacking
it's about the
money
audience.
On me, trying to see that ceiling break. Yeah. Yeah.
That was your
that.
French impression.
Huh? Not bad. Huh? I can't do it right now.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question.
What's up?
What artists from Houston should we look out for?
Aside from Showstopper, is that
aside
the obvious?
From Showstopper, yeah.
Is that the obvious answer? Aside from my band 2011, right?
Motown? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Aside from us.
Stockzilla.
Stockzilla. Okay.
Duh.
Okay.
You want more than stocks?
Stocks.
City. A guy named City.
Okay, I know City. City's
real
cool.
How are you
cool.
naming these people?
Based on who what? I like.
His opinion. Once
okay.
again.
My opinion, Peaches.
I just asked you
so
a
after,
question.
After
don't
we get your
right.
opinion. After we get your opinion, we want to get Peaches' opinion.
Okay, because
I didn't say I wanted to be in this.
But okay, no, Peaches,
I just
want to
know opinions. I'll give y'all my opinion.
Well, go,
you,
you go
you
ahead.
Go.
Okay. I'm looking forward to Showstopper.
You did the mic thing. I told him not to do.
Oh, shit, I did. Okay. I'm looking forward. I'm actually looking forward to Dobeezy shit.
Okay, yeah, Doe's new. Are you talking about projects I'm looking forward to?
Yeah, projects.
Oh, okay. Well, Doe's. I'm interested to hear Doe's new project. Who's else coming out?
City's project. I can say City's project.
City, Stocks. Stocks is another guy.
Stocks,
he's dropping
right.
soon. Who else is dropping soon?
I want to hear Vine.
Young Vine.
I fuck with Young Vine.
Yo, big ups to Young Vine.
I fuck with Young Vine.
He's played me some of his album, man, and it's.
I fuck with Vine, man.
It's nice.
Vine a cool ass. Me and Vine got to get in the studio and work. Like,
yes.
We both be like super busy and shit, but we gonna work.
We'll get it out. So when can we expect the mixtape? Tell them where they get your music, all that goodness.
Y'all can expect it in September. I won't say the official date. I won't say the official DJ because I love the element of surprise.
Yeah.
And, y'all can expect it in September. And y'all could get the music, showstopperonline.com. And hit me up on Twitter. Call me, 281-330-8004.
Nice number.
Hit me up on the low.
I got to make a point. No.
Showstopper's about to blow.
Yeah.
Pause.
What was you about to say, Peaches?
No, I was listening to Mike Jones the other day, and I was thinking about it. You got to admit how good that grind was for there not to be a social network.
It was great.
Oh, yeah.
People knew that man's phone number. They knew his slogan. They knew who he was.
He was smart.
And there was no social network.
None at all. No, like, MySpace. None at all. I think it was like Black Planet, but.
It was like Black Planet, maybe MySpace, but still.
Who
that
the
was
fuck with Black Planet?
BlackPeopleMeet.com.
Nah, bullshit. It was on Black
ChristianMingle.com. CougarLiving.com. I'm shouting out my sites. Keep going.
But now, Mike Jones did have like that grind. Like, he had that grind. He had everybody saying,
that's
who?
A legitimate buzz.
Mike Jones.
That's,
who?
That's a legitimate
everybody
buzz.
Knew his phone number. Like, that was
still
tight. I think I'm going to do that shit.
Still, people still know his number. No, there was a trend in like 07 where rappers started to give out their phone numbers. I remember this. T.I. had a number he gave out. Who else? There were a few people who had numbers they started giving out.
We used to call that Mike Jones line all the time.
He has the number back now.
He does.
Should we call Mike Jones right now?
I'm about to call.
Does it actually work?
Peaches about to call Mike Jones.
I thought
Jones.
It never worked.
I'm about to call Mike Jones. I'm gonna speak a phone in.
Let's see if this works.
Hold if on. If Mike Jones answer the phone,
it'll be old lady.
Hello? 281.
Who?
330.
Asian.
Yo,
this should
Asian
actually
family.
Be great if
Hello?
Mike Jones answers the phone.
Mike Jones answers the phone.
If he doesn't, we're cutting this out.
The number or code.
Mike Jones didn't pay his phone bill.
What does it say?
That number never works.
It what? Did.
Oh, was that a voicemail or?
No, that was a voicemail.
Oh. Okay. Was it Mike Jones's voicemail?
It said the number you've dialed is incorrect. It didn't work.
That number has always said that.
No, it hasn't.
He's a liar.
Every time I call.
Like when it first came out, when you first would call.
He would answer.
Either before, after he would answer, it was a recording. And it was like, this is Mike Jones.
There used to be a recording.
What service was it? It was like with Sprint PCS.
Yeah, it was something like
Sprint
that.
Was Sprint PCS and it first came out, it would be that. But sometimes he'd call you back.
Oh, shit.
I remember we used to call it in school.
Yeah.
Like, it was like one guy in our school that had a cell phone. Not everybody in high school got cell phones.
Yeah, they got smartphones.
Yeah, so, like, we had, like, Nokia phones with Snake 2 and shit.
That's when
and like,
Snake.
The clear cases.
Snake 2. You would have, you go to, like, those little kiosks in the mall, and you get, like, the little, like, different cases. I remember that you could used to put up these holograms on the phones. Remember that?
Yeah.
On the screens and like the batteries and stuff. Back when phones had like batteries you could take out.
Yeah.
That was nice. That it was the easiest way to reset or to stop a text message from going through. I used to do it on my BlackBerry all the time.
I wish they had like a stop iPhone text message.
I was just
like an emergency button, right? Like
I didn't mean to
say
that.
No, like you just like, I don't want to say that, X.
Or are you sure you want to send this message?
Something like that.
That would get annoying sometimes, though.
Yeah, like, annoying. Because it's not all
I just
the time.
Want a little X button I can tap real quick.
Yeah, like,
you know, it goes so fast, though. Like,
it does.
Like on iTunes, it's got the little bar when you're on the computer. It's got
You know, even that bar when it's processing, if you have the
If you press X, it'll stop it.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
Yes.
It's all the way updated now. All
right, we got it, Peaches. Whatever.
It works.
Let me wrap this up. So what's your Twitter?
God damn it, Brad.
At Showstopper TX.
At Showstopper. And that's S-H-O.
Uh-huh.
S-T-O-P-P-A.
T-X.
T-X.
Right.
Showstopper. Tix.
People always think I'm from Austin because it's like A-T-X.
Oh, yeah. So like Showstop
A-T-X. Yeah, but no, I'm like Showstopper
Put a
Texas.
Capital letter.
You should have put
T-X.
You should have put H-T-X.
Right.
H-T-X.
Oh, yeah.
But it wouldn't have, Showstopper 8. Well, Showstopper 8.
Stop assuming you're going too far and just read it as what it says.
All right, whatever. Whatever, Peaches.
That makes sense, too.
With your Lay's kettle corn.
The jalapeno kind.
Oh, yeah. Be on the lookout for, like, Yacht Yow shirts.
Yacht Yow.
Yacht Yow hats and beanies and shit like that. You know, like, it's going to take over the world.
Yacht Yow. Can we get a drop right now? Do it.
Cool. Yacht Yow.
Bow, right there. Yacht Yow.
Yacht Yow.
There we go. Showstopper, we appreciate you coming through.
Man, I
appreciate
y'all
Tay Mitch sitting here and Graydon Peaches.
Yeah,
for a DJ bow tie.
What did Peaches get, Tay?
Final grade.
Final grade, Peaches. And I'm a tough critic. I'm gonna give her a B plus. There's
B+.
Always room for improvement. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't know that I'm a no judge zone.
You know
so
what I'm saying?
It's because she didn't give you enough chips.
Yeah,
and she
I
took
gave
the bag
him the
back.
Whole bag though. He set it down.
Back.
You took. I mean, you.
DJ Motai, any final words, player? No.
Yeah, Debonair Lounge on Monday.
Say it again.
Debonair Lounge on Monday. Cafe 4212.
Today.
Debonair Lounge. Okay. Debonair Lounge tonight. Cafe 4212.
And Ask Peaches tomorrow.
And Ask Peaches tomorrow.
We appreciate you coming by, Showstopper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Peaches. Tay. Ty.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Peace, y'all.